Israel News for June 4, 2024. Fires caused by Hezbollah missiles and drones are raging around Kiryat Shemona, Metula, Safed and other communities in the Galilee and Golan. Firefighters and military firefighting battalions are fighting the fires. Some have been contained. Extensive damage to nature and some farms and plantations has been caused. According to a recent report, suspected arson cases have skyrocketed in Judea and Samaria, especially near IDF bases. What would the U.S. do if Canada was firing missiles and drones at cities in Maine, Vermont and New York causing mass evacuations, extensive damage and raging forest fires? Would a massive and overwhelming response take 6 months to come, or just 6 hours? The IDF said that hostages Nadav Popplewell, 51, Yoram Metzger, 80, Amram Cooper, 85 and Chaim Piri, 79 were killed in Hamas captivity 4 months ago, during the IDF operation in Khan Yunis. Their deaths were confirmed by a panel of experts after examining forensic evidence, although the circumstances of their deaths remained unclear. The four men were being held together. Their bodies are still being held by Hamas. IDF forces ambushed and killed two terrorists near Tulkarm today, as the terrorists were heading to fire across the security fence at an Israeli community. Yesterday, undercover border police officers killed a wanted terrorist in Nablus. Several other terrorists who fired at the force were also shot. Maldives has apparently not decided to ban Israelis from entering the country. And Delta Airlines will start flying to Israel again this month. Someone anonymously donated 1 billion shekels to Bar Ilan University. The donor is a Jewish North American who participated in World War II, viewed Israel as a safe haven for the Jewish people, and recognized the importance of its economic and social stability. The university's president said, "We will invest this legacy gift in advancing deep tech sciences that will impact the future of Israel and humanity. This is just the beginning, and I call on additional partners to join us on the scientific path we are leading for the benefit of our society and economy." Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.